How can you strictly enforce DMARC for visibility and control? The article emphasizes the critical role of DMARC, domain-based message authentication, reporting and conformance, in modern email security. Major email providers like Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft now mandate its implementation, along with SPF and DKIM, to combat email spoofing and phishing. Simply deploying DMARC with a P equals none policy offers no real protection. It only allows domain owners to monitor email activity without enforcement. The P equals none setting is useful initially, enabling domain owners to receive DMARC reports that help identify legitimate and unauthorized email senders. These insights are crucial for mapping all trusted sources before moving to enforcement. Staying in monitoring mode too long is risky, akin to watching an intruder without taking action. True DMARC enforcement involves switching to P equals quarantine or P equals reject. The quarantine policy directs unauthenticated emails to spam folders, while reject completely blocks them. This shift significantly reduces the risk of spoofed emails reaching recipients, protecting not only the domain, but also its reputation and customer trust. Transitioning to enforcement should be gradual and strategic. Jumping straight to P equals reject without preparation can disrupt legitimate communications, leading to undelivered client emails or missing internal updates. The recommended approach includes analyzing DMARC reports at P equals none to identify and address unauthorized senders or misconfigurations. Implementing P equals quarantine with the PCT tag, starting with a small percentage, example, 10% of emails for enforcement. Gradually increasing enforcement, closely monitoring reports at each stage to ensure only illegitimate emails are affected. Switching to P equals reject once all legitimate senders are authenticated and reporting shows no delivery issues. DMARC enforcement is vital for safeguarding your domain, securing your brand's credibility, and protecting recipients from malicious email threats.